USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Capitol Hill is reacting to the Supreme Court ruling on DACA. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. As far as the president's next steps, Republican Senator from Oklahoma James Lankford tells Fox News,
"Well, the president, I would assume, is going to come out and say, okay, we're going to go back and reevaluate this. Clearly, no president is supposed to be, until today, bound by the actions of a previous president. No president can make legislation that can't be undone. But now the court has said any president can only undo the actions of a previous president if the court agrees to that. And that's absurd, again, on its face. That violates all separation of powers."
Dow loses 40, but NASDAQ and S&P gain. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There's been a death in one of America's most famous political families. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The last surviving member of what many Americans at the time referred to as Camelot has passed away. The last surviving sibling to former President John F. Kennedy, Jean Kennedy Smith, died yesterday in her Manhattan home. She was 92. She was also the former U.S. ambassador to Ireland. She lived for decades longer than most of her siblings, whose lives tragically ended, of course, including the former President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Supporters of President Trump have convened on Tulsa ahead of a Saturday event being billed as a pro-Trump rally. Trump said more than a million people had requested tickets for the event at the Bank of Oklahoma Center. The rally comes amid an uptick in COVID-19 cases in the area. The Trump campaign has said that every attendee will be subjected to a temperature check. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The governors of Texas and Florida have said the spike in coronavirus cases in their respective states are due to an increase in testing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis pushed back against his culpability in aggressively reopening his state. He blamed the surge in cases in part on the crowded living conditions of migrant families. For his part, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the hospital capacity in his state is dramatically better than it was earlier this year when the pandemic first hit. Portraits of four former House speakers who served in the Confederacy were removed Thursday. The current House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, directed the House clerk to oversee the immediate removal of the portraits. She declared that the men embodied the violent bigotry and grotesque racism of the Confederacy. The speakers were from Georgia, Virginia, and South Carolina. A gym in Oxford, Massachusetts is fighting to open in spite of an order to remain closed due to the COVID state emergency that shut down gyms. Prime Fitness owner David Blondin reopened his gym a month ago with member support. He told WBZ-TV that he feels disrespected by town officials.
I understand the shutdowns and the laws and the rules and all that kind of stuff, but enough is enough.
A judge has allowed the town to use whatever means to close the facility. Water and electricity has been cut off to the gym and locks have been changed. Blondin faces fines of $1,300 a day. News on demand anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.